So if you...
Okay.
A few words for level kind of thing. Or is that alright? Like that?
That's alright.
Yeah.
What is it today? The 14th or 13th? I think it's the
13th today. Right. It's the 13th today.
All right. Yeah, so it's the 13th of August, 2009. Talking to Nikki Hamlin. And Nikki, you were telling me a sort of little story about a book you'd come across recently.
The Whole Earth Catalogue. I used to have the copy of the Whole Earth Catalogue and also the supplement, which was like a sort of second volume that went with the original. And I had it as a schoolboy, really, as a teenager. And when I left my school, this book disappeared. I lost it. And I never knew what had become of it. I never thought any more about it. And then 2 or 3 years ago, I went to a book fair in Lewes, where I live, in the town hall, found a bookseller selling some Warhol stuff, various other things, and there I also saw a Whole Earth Catalogue, and I thought, oh, the Whole Earth Catalogue, I remember that, I used to have one of those. And I opened the catalogue, opened the cover, and there it was, my copy, and it had been appropriated by my housemaster from school, and he'd scratched out my name and written his own name in, which of course I recognised the name immediately. So I bought it back, and the supplement was there too, so I bought them both back, and now I have them again. So there was a gap of probably 20 odd years between me losing it and regaining it.
Yeah, amazing. And so where would you have originally had it? I mean, what was the distance from where its original location?
It had moved about 25 miles from where I'd lost it to back to finding it again in Lewes.
Right.
Yeah, from West Sussex to East Sussex, basically.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then what was the... there was another story about you in a car?
Oh, yeah, I was driving down Essex Road with Guy Sherwin, who's another filmmaker, and as we approached the traffic lights by the... what's now a bingo hall, but used to be a kind of Egyptian-style cinema...
I know.
And
on Essex Road.
Yeah. And we ran over a book, and I jumped out of the car and picked it up, and it was a book called Consequentialism and Its Critics. So it was a book about utilitarianism, really, and the kind of moral dilemmas posed by some hard hypothetical situations which test utilitarianism. Some of them are a little bit like the ticking bomb scenario, which people have tried to use recently to justify torture. You know, you're holding somebody and they know where the bomb is that's going to go off and kill 20 people, and you've got to torture them to find out what you need to know to stop the bomb going off.
Yeah.
It's completely implausible. Mm. But yeah, an interesting book. Anyway, an interesting book.
Mm. So yeah. So you'd been driving. You were just driving along, and you suddenly noticed a bump, and you knew it was a book immediately.
I think we saw the book in the road, and Guy ran over it, and then we stopped at a red light, so I jumped out and picked it up. Yeah, it had a very difficult essay by Bernard Williams, which I've reread it once or twice, and still don't really understand. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
That's right.
Any other book stories you can think of whilst we're at it, whilst we're sort of on the subject? Do you frequent bookshops?
I'm ashamed to say that I buy quite a lot of stuff online now.
Oh, right.
I've just recently ordered a copy of a book called Space Frame Narrative on Early Cinema by Thomas Elsasser, which I found very cheaply.
He wrote a book on Douglas Sirk, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he was. Yes, I think he edited Sirk on Sirk or something.
Right.
Yeah, he was into that sort of melodrama stuff.
It's got some good stuff on early cinema and on the kind of proto narratives in things like the first Lumiere film, the workers leaving the factory.
Mm.
You know, he points out that film has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's actually rather quite skillfully choreographed. You know, at the beginning of the film, the factory gates open, the workers come out, and then at the end of the film, the gate closes again, and then the film ends. But But I was interested also in, somewhere in that book, I have to find it, there's an account of early screenings of films in Japan where they would put the projector in the same space as the screen, and they would put the chairs midway between the projector and the screen so that the audience could choose to look either at the screen or at the projector.
Oh, wow.
So it was in those kind of days of early fascination with the technology and how
interesting.
The experience was,
when was
as
this?
Much about that. Oh, I suppose like early 20th century, whenever Japanese, when film got to Japan. And I was interested in that.
You've written a book yourself, of course, Film Art Phenomena.
Yeah.
But maybe I can edit this if it's a... perhaps you don't want to... Wasn't there a slight issue with the BFI and the sort of... or is this not a good story to put on the record? Perhaps you shouldn't...
About what, exactly?
I don't know. I remember there was some sort of controversy about sort of... an image or going into a second... Didn't you just put your own money into this or something?
Or
is this not good for the record?
It's okay. The thing about that book is I had to pay for my own colour plates and I had to pay for the index, which slightly surprised me.
This is a book that they were publishing.
Yeah, the BFI were publishing.
Is this out of some sort of meanness?
I don't know. It's just the way that the publishing department worked and the way their finances worked, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I was able to have... I had colour plates. I got £800 from my college, what was then Kent Institute of Art and Design. They put the money up for the colour plates, and the index I'm paying for out of future royalty payments. So I'm still paying that off, actually.
Right.
But it was a surprising thing to be told that if you want an index, you know, it's not included in the budget.
Right.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Because I had a fantastic editor, and they had a very good editors and designers working there in-house, but not the funding for an index or colour plates. I think that's changed now because the technology's moved on. It's now much cheaper and easier to make colour plates. But just then, like 2002... It wasn't cheap to do it, but it's a bit cheaper now.
Okay. Great. Mm. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well, I've started now. So, what's the date, Sandra? Do we know?
21st of August.
Is it? All right, so 21st of August, 2009. Yes. And we are at Ladbroke... What is this? What's it called? Is it a nursing home or something?
Yes.
Ladbroke Nursing Home. Whatever, that'll do.
Yes.
It's Ladbroke Road.
Yes.
West 11,
yes,
London.
Yes, yes.
On 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Yes. I'm talking to Tony Gross.
Yes.
My old friend Tony. And Sandra Cross. Hi. Sandra Cross is present. Very good, yes. Anyway, as I was telling you, I went to the June book fair.
Yes.
You know the book fairs that take
yes.
place at the Russell Hotel.
Yes.
And the National Hotel in June.
Yes.
June of this year.
Yes.
So as ever, I went along to the book fairs. I've
yes.
been going there for years.
Yes.
A long, long time. And this time, I suppose I was a bit late. I was probably about 10 minutes late.
Yes.
And I'd been walking around the stalls, and I suddenly came across this album on somebody's stall.
Yes.
Sort of laid out. It's a photograph
yes.
album. Laid out on somebody's yes. table. Quite large, horizontal format.
Yes.
Leather covers.
Yes.
And in gilt lettering.
Yes.
On the top cover.
Yes.
It said Admiralty Radio Stations, 1918.
Yes.
So, sounded intriguing. So I started to, as I started to leaf through the album, I sort of realised actually it was probably about the best book that I'd ever seen at a book fair.
Yes.
In fact, one of the best books I've ever seen. I mean, it was just so intriguing and sort of perfect, really.
Yes.
It was a bit like those, you know, those Becher books about sort of blast furnaces and houses of the Ruhr.
Yes.
That sort of thing. You know, those photographs, sort of very straight
yes.
architectural photographs.
Yes.
But this was done in 1918,
yes.
all black and white photographs. And the images were all of what looked like sort of garden sheds,
yes.
but they were sort of wooden huts in
yes.
various locations around the British Isles.
Yes.
Each one of them had a 40-foot aerial next to it. So you
yes.
had this, and it was photographed in such a way that you could see the whole of the aerial, so it would include quite a lot of sky. You'd have sky
yes.
and grass, the aerial, and then next to it, this sort of wooden hut.
Yes.
And then on the opposite page,
yes.
there'd be a picture of the interior showing a sort of wireless operator, probably in naval uniform with
yes.
sort of big headphones on.
Yes.
And then underneath, written in pencil, it would say something like Lowestoft.
Yes.
And then there was another one which was like a panoramic view
yes.
on the Yorkshire Moors.
Yes.
So you've got this sort of double page spread
yes.
of this, you know, immaculate black and white photograph
yes.
with lots of grass in the foreground
yes.
and the sky, and then a wooden shed with an aerial next to it. So anyway, so I'm looking through. It's £250.
Yes.
And I thought, it's absolutely, it's very, very cheap for what it is.
Yes.
I mean, it was because obviously probably a unique book. I mean, maybe they made three of them. I don't know.
Yes.
But I'm sort of delighted to have found it. I'm thinking
yes.
I've been coming here for sort of like 15 years or something, and
yes.
I know you hardly ever find anything. But
yes.
this is fantastic, and 250 quid seemed cheap.
Yes.
So as I got to about the middle of the book,
yes.
and then the dealer whose book it was came up behind me and said, "I'm sorry, that's been sold." And
oh.
I said, "Well, why is it still out on the table then?" And he said, "I've been so busy, I haven't had time to put it under the table." He said, "The guy that's bought it has gone off to get the cash." So then I sort of lurked around for a while, thinking, well, perhaps he won't come back with the money, or perhaps something else would happen. And I was sort of quite disappointed, you know, thinking, well, there must be a solution to this.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, to cut a long story short, the guy did come back.
Yes.
He paid the money and went off with the album. That's the last I saw of it. So that was it. It was a bitter disappointment. Do you remember that Ida Carr archive that you sold to Carl?
Yes.
You do. You remember we came round to your flat one evening with Carl from Mags.
Yes.
And you showed him a whole archive you had of Ida Carr books, including scrap albums.
Yes.
And we were sort of concerned with that deal. We were sort of looking... Well, I was nothing to do with it, but he wanted to offer you money for it. And then sort of halfway through, you suddenly showed him a whole collection of something that you'd got from Janus Bookshop on Old Compton Street.
Yes.
I think they were all photographs of people being spanked, as far as I remember.
No,
it was in that ilk, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was sort of...
Yes, 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 yes.
Spanking and... Was there any whipping, or was it just sort of general flagellation of various kinds? Probably 50... What era were they from?
No, I know...
70s. 1970s?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. And it was a sort of... It was quite a surprise. I mean, I thought that Carl might be sort of amused by them, but it never occurred to me that he'd actually buy them. But as soon as he saw them, he says, oh, yes, we must have these. We've got plenty of customers for this stuff.
Yes.
So he bought the whole collection, didn't he?
Well...
That you'd been going to Janus for...
Yes.
Presumably you got to know the man in there.
Yes.
And he just sort of, he produced stuff from the back. Because they wouldn't have been on general sale, would they?
Yes. No.
No. No, no, no. Because most of their stuff is sort of magazines and...
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
A vague memory of sort of black and white images, maybe some girls dressed up in St. Trinian's type outfits or...
Oh, right.
I can't really remember.
No, but...
A few, maybe.
It was quite...
No.
That was something else.
No. I know, but...
I mean, it's quite innocent stuff, wasn't it? I mean, I don't think it's not even what you'd call soft porn, is it?
No.
It's quite humorous, I think.
I mean, most of it was quite... It's almost like sort of carry-on films
slapstick.
Types.
No.
No.
Well...
Yeah.
I know... No, No. No. I know. Mm.